Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to the questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Some of the products and concepts discussed during the show have their own costs and are subject to risk, including the possible loss of principal. These costs and risks will be thoroughly discussed with you prior to any recommendation or solicitation. It's time for the Retirement Planning Show. Your host is David Kopeck, president of the Retirement Planning Group. David has been in the financial services business for over 35 years and will discuss topics such as investment management, asset protection, legacy planning, and retirement income distribution. The Retirement Planning Group has three convenient offices in the Capital District: Albany, Malta, and Glens Falls. We welcome you to take advantage of our complimentary retirement planning consultation at any of our three locations. Simply dial 518-580-1919 or check us out on the web at rpgretire.com. Now, it's time for the Retirement Planning Show with your host, David Kopeck.
Hello and welcome to the Retirement Planning Show. My name is Nicholas Dumas. I'm a financial paraplanner and professional plan consultant with the Retirement Planning Group. We are an independently owned financial services firm located right here in the sweetheart of upstate New York. We have three convenient office locations. Our main office is in Malta, 2691 State Route 9, right next to Malta Speedway. Our secondary location is in Albany, 125 Wolf Road, right across the street from Denny's and Denoyer Chevrolet. And we also have an office location right up here in Queensbury / Glens Falls, 238 Bay Road. Again, we're meeting with folks in Malta. We have a nice structure in place. There's a nice plexiglass wall with some curtains around it. Me and Jimmy Corcoran put it together. It looks nice, so folks can come in, feel comfortable when they come to the office, and make sure that they don't have to put themselves at risk with this pandemic going on and everything. But if you want to reach out to us, our number is 518-580-1919. Be more than happy to have a chat. Again, we're the Retirement Planning Group. We help folks. We help both pre- and post-retirees during the accumulation years of their working years, when they're accumulating assets for retirement, and then ultimately through the distribution years. So when they're taking this bucket of money, if they built up a deferred comp, 403B, 401K plan that throughout their lives, and now they're starting to take income from that, we help folks figure the yield and interest and all the earnings that they can expect off their portfolio throughout their retirement years. So again, you can give us a call. Number is 518-580-1919, or you can check us out on the web, www.rpgretire.com. It looks like JT Cox just walked into the studio. How are you, JT?
I'm fantastic, Nico. How are you?
Doing well. I just had my first pumpkin spice coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All that stuff is out now, the pumpkin spice. There's a lot of pumpkin spice. I love all that stuff. I get all the goodies. We had some baked goods that had the pumpkin like frosting on them and things like that. Yeah, yeah. I enjoy all that stuff. I love this time of year in upstate New York. I think it's beautiful up here. I think the food, you start to get into the chilies, the stews and things like that. I think that's fun, the soups. And then, you know, going out and the ability to go and do a hike, you know, it's a little bit cooler, so you feel it's more comfortable. You know, you get up into the woods. I love going up to the Adirondacks or even around Lake George, doing the hikes around there, like Prospect Mountain, Crane. Went up to Porter and Cascade a couple months ago now and plan on doing some of the 46 peaks with the boys coming up.
Yeah, you did Crane Mountain, right? That's what you just said?
Yeah, that was a good one.
I went there beginning of the, I think it was in like spring when I went there. It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
was
you're the one who told me about it, right?
Yeah, I told you about it, and then you're like, all right, I got to check this out. He climbed a mountain, I got to climb it better.
Yeah, well,
that's
what
you said.
I had to. I brought my kids with me too, so I didn't do it better. But we love, you know, the ability, and we're so fortunate that we have all this stuff right here in our backyard, but we love getting the car on Saturday or Sunday and just coming up, getting lost in the woods for a little bit, no cell reception, you know, no screens or anything like that, and just kind of getting some fresh air and seeing what's out there, seeing some of the creatures, the birds. Although, I know in the office they know, but I'm not a big fan of snakes. And you do get some snakes, obviously, up here and around Lake George and things like that. But I was talking to a client the other day, and they were telling me they did a trail, Bog Meadow in Saratoga. and Bog Meadow. It's over by the lake, and it's a bog, so it's, you know, little swampy area and things.
Yep.
And I've seen some, like, one or two snakes in there, and they said something was going on. They didn't know if it was mating season or what, but the husband and wife said that there about 30 snakes.
Yeah.
And the little 1 mile trail, like, slithered in front of them. They were crossing the trail. They said it was just like nonstop. There were just snakes all over the place.
So you're going over there this weekend?
It was like the thing of the stuff of my nightmares. I mean, I really, that would literally, I told him, I said, I think I would have just dropped dead there because I just couldn't have handled
I'll
it.
I'll never forget that story when you went to the client's house that one time, and it was you and Jim, right?
Yes.
And Jim was behind you. Him telling the story is hilarious. But you were walking up the sidewalk, and a snake jumped out at you, and you started doing the some type of dance.
Yeah, I think it was maybe either an anaconda, or it was one of those types of snakes, maybe a king cobra or a dragon or something.
One of those big ones, little gardeners.
Yeah, Jim said it was like an earthworm, but I took a step. This thing slithered between my feet, and the whole story is we were going to this woman's house to help her out, and. And we had been warned. She was a bit of a shut-in at that point. You know, she didn't really leave the house. She was a hoarder. She kept a lot of stuff. So, you know, didn't know what to expect. The lawn was a little overgrown, you know, but we were there to help. So I got my suit on. I've got my my briefcase is strapped on over my shoulder. And going to walk up, I go to take a step up, and this thing slithers right between my feet, and I just can't even control it. I just start, like, hopping up the little ramp there, and Jim is just cracking up laughing because my suit jacket is flapping, my suitcase is going all over the place, I've got stuff in my hand,
yeah,
and it was not my best moment.
Yeah, I remember that story. It was funny, but I'm getting texts from Dave, Mr. El Presidente. It's time to talk about money, he's saying. But anyways, I wanted to talk about the website first off.
Yes.
I want to try to point folks towards our website. I think there's some really informative pieces there. We are now doing articles. So we're posting articles on our website every week. They're going to get updated. Four new articles. This week's articles, we have one on procrastination. So a decision not made is still a decision.
Hmm.
So if you're putting off decisions, that counts as a decision, people.
Yep.
So procrastination is not your friend. The second article is, when should you start taking Social Security? I think this is an important article, and it relates to everyone out there. I know when you turn 62, you're eligible to start taking, but does it make sense to bridge to a higher Social Security? And I know Dave and I were speaking about this today. It might make sense. If you look at the graph, as far as you're taking a smaller distribution when you turn 62, as far as Social Security, if you wait a few years, so 65, that benefit's going to increase by a certain percentage every year. That's not guaranteed if you put that money in the market. So why not wait it out and get that guaranteed growth rate over the 1, 2, 3 years you wait to take, maybe even delay it till 70, so you can maximize your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good article. That's right on the website. Again, it's rpgretired.com, and it's right there on the homepage, so you scroll down a little bit. There's four articles there. The third one's a calculator. I like putting these tools in. So this is a calculator on compound interest and how it works. So if you invest a certain amount of money, you let it sit for a few years. You make periodic contributions. So maybe every year you deposit a certain amount of dollars, and then it has an assumed growth rate as well. So you can go through and kind of calculate if you save this amount of money for 20 years, what's going to look like. And the fourth is a video. This is a 4% rule.
Mm-hmm.
So the 4% rule pretty much just states if you take 4% from your retirement assets when you retire every year, you should have enough money to last your retirement. So I think these are some very informative pieces. Again, it can be found right on our homepage, right at our website, www.rpgretire.com.
Yeah, and this is just extending out what we do here every week, which is trying to provide education to folks who are listeners to us. And we're able to, you know, do as much education as we can to folks who are listening at this time. But with our website, those are tools that are available to folks on their time. And so we're trying to provide more of that, whether it's podcasts that get posted to that, these articles. And some of these articles, I think these are fantastic. When you should take Social Security, that is such a vital decision. And so many folks I've seen, they take it too soon. They say, well, I'm eligible for it, so I'm going to go ahead and take it right away. And there can be major problems with that. One of those being you're basically locking in the lower benefit for your lifetime. If something happens to you, the spousal benefit might not be as much as it would have been if you had waited. And number two, if you begin collecting Social Security prior to your full retirement age, you're capped as far as what your income is. or if you earn over a certain amount of income, you're severely penalized in the form of taxes, 50 cents in the dollar. Yeah. So a lot of folks, they say, oh, I'm 62, I retired, I don't know if I'm going to work or not, so I better take Social Security right away just in case. They begin collecting Social Security, and then a year later, they have an opportunity presented to them where they can make some pretty decent money, and they either have to only work half the year or turn it down, or and it just becomes very problematic. So once you lock that in, it's really difficult to reverse that decision.
Yeah, and you mentioned the spousal benefit. I think we had a few client situations where they were unaware of this.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much with the spousal benefit, that means that if you start collecting Social Security and you have a spouse that might earn less and they might not have anywhere near as much in Social Security guaranteed, you're eligible to take half of your spouse's Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get $2,400 a month, then you're eligible to get $1,200.
Yep.
I know we've illustrated that for quite a few people that have come into the office and they were unaware of that.
Yeah, there's so many planning tools when it comes to Social Security. And for folks who do not have pensions, it might be their only guaranteed income. So it's really vital that you have as much information as possible before you go ahead and sign up. And too often what I've heard is, well, you know, the person, my neighbor told me I should sign up, so I did. Or the person at the office at the water cooler told me I should sign up, so I did. And again, unless that person knows that situation in inside and out, that's probably not the best strategy. So you really want to dive in, understand all the different options available. You know, even for folks who have gone through a divorce, there might be benefits on the ex-spouse. For widows and widowers, there are benefits. So there's a lot of planning tools there. So when it comes to Social Security, in fact, there's so many planning tools that typically we do specific workshops on Social Security and the planning around it. We work with a woman, Elizabeth Pavank, of the Social Security Administration. In the past, we've hosted her up here in the Queensbury Hotel.
Yep.
Right in Glens Falls. This year, we're not able to do that because of the virus and quarantine and things like that. So unfortunately, we're not able to provide that. But that is something that once things start to open back up again, I know that we've been in communication with Elizabeth and certainly want to continue that because she does a great job providing that education and it is so vital for folks.
I spoke to her a couple months ago. I miss Elizabeth. She's a great woman. Even at like the seminars, she would stay as long as it took. Mm-hmm. She'd answer individual questions at the end. So she's a very nice woman and I'm glad that we're able to refer clients to her to help them out with their Social Security needs.
Yeah, there would be basically a stampede after she would finish. She would present for an hour and a half, an hour. She'd present for an hour. She would take 30 minutes of questions for the entire group, and then she would basically wrap it up. And once that ended, then almost everyone in the audience would run up and get in line and try and talk to her personally about their specific situation. Yeah. She would sit there until every question was answered. I mean, I was really impressed. A couple times, hey, Elizabeth, we got to get going.
Yeah, we
the people
out,
are coming around with the vacuum cleaners, you know, cleaning up and things like that. And we're like, hey, you know, we only have the room for this long here.
They were kicking us out. They were closing the doors. But
she does do a great job.
Hey, I heard you mention the podcast, too. Our podcast is available. I just posted a new show this week.
Mm-hmm.
So every week there's going to be a new short show on a specific topic. This week's was I did it on covered calls. So that's a nice tool for retirement income for someone that's a little more eligible for a riskier investment because it has to deal with individual stock positions. But there's if you want to listen to it, I'm not going to go over it right now on the radio, but you can go to our website and just click on listen to us. And then you should be able to go to the Retirement Planning Podcast. And there's a few links as far as Spotify or iTunes/Apple Music. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Audio Boom. If you want to listen on Audio Boom, that's good for desktop computers.
Great.
So feel free to listen to the podcast. Every week there's going to be a new one, and we're going to keep pushing those out. So
wonderful. So again, it's just about providing education. So what we're going to do here is take our first break. But if you want to sit down and have a chat with us, you can give us a call at 518-580-1919. Again, that's 518-580-1919. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
This is David Kopack, president of the Retirement Planning Group and your host of the Retirement Planning Show. As we work our way through this unprecedented time, it is important for you to still keep your long-term retirement goals. The stock and the bond market can be very volatile at times, and Wall Street can give you a wake-up call on how you are managing your retirement assets. At the Retirement Planning Group, we are offering a free portfolio analysis to all of our radio listeners. This analysis will show you how much risk is associated with your current asset allocation assets. If you are in retirement or 3 to 5 years from your retirement date, what we call the red zone, please take advantage of our free portfolio analysis. Retirement should not be a time of stress. Being prepared for retirement takes a commitment on your part. Call our offices today for a free portfolio analysis. Our number is 518-580-1919. That's 518-580-1919 or RPG Retire on the web.
And we are back. This is great music. This is the Retirement Planning Show. Again, my name is Nicholas Dumas, financial paraplanner, professional planning consultant with the Retirement Planning Group. We are an independently owned financial services firm located right here in the great upstate New York. We have three office locations, main offices in Malta. We have one down in Albany on 125 Wolf Road. And then we also have one up here in Queensbury/Glens Falls, 238 Bay Road, right here at the radio station. So feel free to give us a call. Our number is 518-580-1919. If you have any questions, concerns, or if you just want to pick our brains about something, we offer a free consultation as well. So feel free to come in. Maybe bring in your statements, your allocations. We can take a look at it for you. We can discuss legacy. We can discuss income planning and retirement. If you're afraid of hanging up the boots, maybe you don't think you have enough assets to retire, we could figure that out for you as far as your expense level and whether it makes sense for you or not. So give us a call. Number is 518-580-1919 and talk to Jimmy.
Yep. Yeah, he's great at getting information, understanding what you're looking for. So he does a great job of gathering that information. And the more information we have leading up to the appointment, the more we can be prepared. You know, I was talking to Nico this week about how vital preparation is as we sit down with folks. We want to make sure, you know, they understand that we understand everything that's going on with their personal situation and know as much as possible and have educated ourselves ahead of time. So when we sit down, we're able to provide that education to you.
I feel like in the first point, we're oftentimes just data gathering. So we're asking you a lot of questions about your life to make sure we understand what's going on, your objectives, what you want to accomplish in retirement. And that's huge. It's a huge part of what we do as advisors with the Retirement Planning Group. So
yeah, I was just meeting with Dave this week, and we got to chatting a little bit. And so many financial advisors, they stress, you know, investment management, right? And that's what they hang their hat on. And that's important. And we obviously, that's a significant piece of what we do as well. But what was interesting is when it comes to investment management, as important as that is, there's so many other areas that you really want to be thinking about. And I was talking about the courses I went through to get the CFP. There's actually 7 different modules. And of the 7 modules, 1 is on investment management.
Yeah.
So that means there's 6 other modules on different areas when it comes to full financial planning. Risk management, income distribution in retirement.
Asset protection,
legacy planning, tax planning. So there's so many different areas beyond just the, you know, what stock to buy, what bond to sell, or what to, you know, what mutual fund. Yes, that's an important piece. But when we sit down and talk to you, you have to understand we're going to be getting into so many of these other areas because that's our job. Our job is to figure out, okay, yes, we've got the investment management piece. But, you know, a couple examples this week, talked to clients who've got a house up here, looking to buy a second property in North Carolina. So it's going through what are the options to fund that property in North Carolina, you know, whether they should take a mortgage on the North Carolina property, maybe they take a home equity line of credit on the property up north, and then, you know, pay that down over the next 1 to 2 years with distributions, and going through their specific situation, educating them on the pros and the cons of these different options, and then lining that up for them. And when you think about it, at the end of the day, that's what matters to them.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they want to know is, can I afford a place in North Carolina because that's where their children are?
A lot of people, I want to say that 3 times, have been looking at properties right now because it's so cheap to borrow out there with interest rates so low.
Yeah.
So we've been having these conversations a lot with most of our clients, really. So I think right now, a lot of people are looking at new properties, and you're seeing a massive... A lot of people are leaving New York.
A lot of people are downsizing in New York, buying a smaller property and then going down south and purchasing a property down south. You know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, you know, those areas are extremely popular right now for folks. So again, what does that have to do with retirement planning? Well, retirement planning is, what does your retirement look like? And if your retirement looks like, I want to spend my winters in South Carolina, North Carolina, okay, well, let's build a plan that lines up with that and allows you to do that. And so you can spend time with the children because they live in North Carolina and you could see the grandkids. You know, other clients that I met with this week, they've got a property here in Saratoga and then another property in Florida. And it's figuring out, okay, what is the best way to finance this? Should they take a mortgage out on one property? Should they pay off the mortgage? You know, these are the consistent conversations we're having beyond just buy this stock or sell this fund. Yeah. It's so much more into it.
This is where e-money comes into play for a lot of the people that we meet with, because mm-hmm. e-money is a huge software program that we utilize for quite a few folks. Most likely, pretty much all the folks that come in, we go through e-money projections with them. So this is a tool that it allows us to put everything on one piece of paper virtually. So it's on the computer. So we're able to put all your assets as far as 401ks, Roth IRAs, whatever outside your bank accounts, anything like that, your property information, if you have a mortgage, we put all your assets in one page, on one page for you. And then we go through and run retirement projections based on your average expense level. So every year, how much are you spending on your mortgage, some liabilities such as credit card debt, anything like that. We're also able to put in there applied growth rates, so on your 401k account in retirement, and then we can account for inflation, which the Fed's been pretty lenient with recently. I know they're trying to target around 2.5%, but they're going to let it run. But we're able to account for all these variables and run through this e-money software program that pretty much maps out your retirement for you. And then it also has a nice cash flow report too. So for the first few years, I know we did this with a client a couple days ago now. I'm looking at what we're going to pull from for the next 3 years before she starts collecting Social Security. So we look at the different accounts they have, if they have an inherited IRA, if they have a brokerage account that they have access to. So we look at all these different variables and we make sure that you feel comfortable hanging up the boots at the end of the day.
Yep. So. And I think that's, yeah, the planning piece is the important piece, and it's looking at all the different slices of the pie, how they fit together to map out what that retirement really looks like for you. Now, one of the things that we've talked about this week with some clients was healthcare in retirement. And that's a big issue for folks. If you retire prior to age 65 and you don't have access to a plan and you have to go to maybe the health exchange or something like that, that health insurance can be pretty expensive. So I want to talk about some different ways to build buckets of money to help pay for that, or and then these other buckets can potentially be used for maybe long-term care. You know, there's a great planning tool out there right now called a health savings account. Now, a health savings account is an account that allows you to save in dollars. These dollars are on a pre-tax basis, so this reduces your taxable income. And if these dollars are used for health expenses, then you do not pay tax on those dollars. So it's a great bucket of money that the government does not tax. So it's really very beneficial for you. What's nice about the health savings account is this is an account that you can carry over year over year over year. So you don't have to spend all the dollars in this health savings account the year that you put the money in. So and it has to be tied to a high deductible health plan. So there's a specific health plan that has to be offered by your employer. And if you're not sure about this, you can give us a call. We do a lot of work with clients looking into the employer plans, what's available to you, and which plan makes sense for you. But if you have access to a high deductible plan and a health savings account, you can save money into this account and fund it. We went through the limits today. It's about $7,100 is the family limit. So that's how much you can put in for a family. And then you do have an additional catch-up contribution if you're over the age of 55 of an additional $1,000. So you can put some pretty significant dollars into this. And if that grows over 10 years, so if you're just funding this and not using the money, and with a plan of, okay, I'm going to retire at the age of 60, I might have to pay for health insurance on my own for that five-year period between 60 and 65. Well, now you're creating a bucket of money that you can use, take those dollars out tax-free, use those dollars to pay those healthcare premiums, which, again, can get pretty expensive if you're on the health exchange. You can also utilize those dollars in retirement for long-term care expenses. Or if you're utilizing some kind of long-term care insurance plan, you can utilize those dollars for that. So it's great to have a bucket of money. And the sooner you can get started with this, the better, because, again, there's limits as far as how much you can put in. And so you can't just put a ton of money in at the very end. You really want to be funding this every year. Give it that time to build up, and these dollars can even be invested so there's some long-term growth. So you get some growth on these dollars. Now you've got a bucket of money that you can utilize and say, this is what I'm going to use to pay for health insurance premiums, you know, between ages 62 and 65. And this will cover that $600 a month or whatever that cost might be.
$285,000 is the number Fidelity came out with.
Yep.
For the amount of healthcare expenses you'll have, not including long-term care events.
Right. So that's just healthcare expenses you're going to have in retirement. The average person, it's about $285,000, which is just a very significant amount of money. So you really need to have some dollars set aside and plan to spend on that. And then if you layer on long-term care costs on top of that, you know, the dollars are just going to get more and more.
The tax advantages are great. I mean, you're putting this money into an account. You're not getting taxed on it up front. It's growing. You're not getting taxed on that growth. And then eventually when you pull it for these healthcare expenses, it's not going to be taxed. So I think this is a great account, especially for younger folks who have that high deductible plan like you're speaking on.
Yeah, I've encouraged a lot of young folks. We've got clients who we work with their children, and if they have access to this, this is a plan. The other thing is it's portable, meaning if you have an employer and you've got a health savings account there and you move jobs, you change jobs and you go somewhere else, you can take that account with you. And that those dollars stay with you. If you retire, if you're let go, those dollars stay with you. Those dollars do not stay with the company. So again, the health savings account, the HSA, it's a great bucket of money to utilize. It's something that we've, you know, encouraged more and more folks to use. This high deductible health plan is something that's gained popularity over the last 10 years. And if you have questions, if you're not sure whether your company offers this or not, you know, we have the ability to look at the company documents, summary plan description, which lays it out. So it has to be tied to a high deductible plan. Well, I've had some clients tell me, well, I think my deductible is pretty high. Well, it's not up to, you know, the government says what's going to be a high deductible plan or not. We have the ability to check that and see what makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you want to review that, give us a call, 518-580-1919. Again, that's 518-580-1919. We're going to take our second break here. We'll be back in a moment.
This is David Kopack, president of the Retirement Planning Group and your host of the Retirement Planning Show. As we work our way through this unprecedented time, it is important for you to still keep your long-term retirement goals. The stock and the bond market can be very volatile at times, and Wall Street can give you a wake-up call on how you are managing your retirement assets. At the Retirement Planning Group, we are offering a free portfolio analysis to all of our radio listeners. This analysis will show you how much risk is associated with your current asset allocation that assets. If you are in retirement or 3 to 5 years from your retirement date, what we call the red zone, please take advantage of our free portfolio analysis. Retirement should not be a time of stress. Being prepared for retirement takes a commitment on your part. Call our offices today for a free portfolio analysis. Our number is 518-580-1919. That's 518-580-1919 or RPG Retire on the web.
And we are back. It's a Retirement Planning Show. My name is Nicholas Dumas. I'm a financial paraplanner and professional plan consultant with the Retirement Planning Group. We are an independently owned financial services firm located right here in the great state of New York. We have three convenient office locations. Main office in Malta, 2691 State Route 9, right next to the Speedway. I would love to race there on the weekends, but I haven't got the courage to buy a car yet.
I've got a minivan. Do you think that would win?
I don't know. It must have a nice motor in it. What kind of make is it?
It goes 0 to 40 pretty quickly.
second office location is down at Albany, 125 Wolf Road, right across the street from Denny's. And then we have one right up here in Queensbury, 238 Bay Road, right at the radio station here. You can give us a call if you want to talk to us. Number is 518-580-1919. We help all folks. I think our youngest client is about 18 years old, 19 maybe now.
Yep.
And our oldest client is well into their 90s. So we work with people from all demographics, all age brackets. Just give us a call. Number is 518-580-1919.
And so, Nico, as we get into this next segment here, I know that you had a couple things that you wanted to talk about, specifically the emotion of investing. And I think that's such a vital topic for people to understand, because you know this year has been a great example of how emotional investing can be so difficult to overcome. And you know, if we think about what's happened over the last year, specifically just in the stock market alone, at the beginning of the year, 2019 was one of the best years ever for the stock market. It was up. Everyone was happy. We were getting calls from clients saying, I want to be more aggressive. And we said, clients, listen, I understand it was a nice year, but let's be reasonable here. Let's stick with our risk tolerance. There's a reason we have the accounts allocated the way that it is. You know, and then in March, the pandemic hit, the bottom fell out, everything went crazy, everything dropped. Some of those same clients were calling us up, and what were they saying at that point? Oh, I need to get out of everything. I can't take any risk. I want to be 100% out of the stock market.
Yeah.
You know? And now, and then finally in July, people started to say, okay, maybe I can get back into it. It's come back. You know, and now leading up to the election, you got a lot of folks who are going to get out of it. So basically, emotional investing, it's a loser's game.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to time this stuff. And it's almost impossible to time it using your emotions, because your emotions are just going to react on what's happened recently. And what's happened recently, it's important, but what's more important is what's going to happen in the future.
Yep.
Because if you're pulling out of the stock market, so if you pulled out in March and said, oh, I can't take it anymore, well, you've already locked in that loss.
Yeah.
And if you don't get back in, you can't get that rebound. Now, when it comes to a rebound, there's never any kind of signal, any kind of email that goes out to everyone that says, okay, guys, the stock market has settled down. It's safe to get in now. That doesn't happen.
I wish. Yeah, I wish that happened.
You know, how many clients say, oh, I want to get out, and then once things settle down, then I'll get back in. Client, I've got news for you. It's never going to settle down.
Yep.
The stock market is always volatile. There's always things happening. Sometimes they're worse than others, but there's always something going on. And if you're trying to time it and say, well, I think it's about to go down, it's almost impossible. And not only that, but you've got to be right twice. You've got to be right. You've got to guess when it's about to go down and get out. And then you've got to be right when you get back in and say, okay, this is the bottom. And the chances of being right twice are really almost impossible.
Yeah.
And especially when you factor in the investing. So it's such a difficult thing to do. And that's why it's so important to have a disciplined approach and maybe have a third party, you know, that's at an arm's length, so that they're not making decisions based on emotion, but based more on what is the overall plan, what are we trying to accomplish?
Yeah. No, that's why I wanted to discuss this. I mean, I was looking at one of your 17 designations you have now, the behavioral financial advisor.
Yep.
So I know you know quite a bit on this, acting on emotions. This year's been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Back in March, I mean, we saw the dip. And then that's when, like you said, a lot of people called in and said, okay, we need to get out. Well, you're getting out when the market was down. Mm-hmm. And you would have missed out on that growth that we had over the last 4 or 5 months. So acting emotionally never works. Even with myself, I experience it. A lot of people do it. But even you joke with me, because the one specific stock that...
Uh-huh. Yeah, you came to me, about. Oh, I love this stock. And then something happened, it dropped. Oh, I hate this stock. This stock stinks.
Everyone does it, even us.
Yeah, and it's so... And it does happen. It happens to everyone. And that's where the longer you're in this business, the longer you learn. It's not about, you know, picking the individual stock correctly. It's about managing your own behavior.
And that's where We're psychologists at the end of the day too. We're definitely psychologists at the end of the day, speaking to folks, talking, discussing through difficult times with them, making sure that they're on board with their portfolio that we aligned. We put it through software programs that test different market conditions, and we make sure that they're comfortable with the losses they can experience with a certain downturn of the market. So,
and we show that, but at the end of the day, and you've seen this, that doesn't matter, because clients, even though when you show it to them on paper, they say, oh yeah, sure, I'd be comfortable with that. And then what happens when it happens in reality? Oh no, this is terrible. I can't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it was really interesting taking this course, and you get to understand how people think and how their brainwaves work. And one of the keys and one of the ways we try and manage behavior and basically make sure that you don't make mistakes, because that's the biggest thing, is you want to avoid mistakes like selling at the bottom and then not getting back in, or buying when it's high, is having a plan. and really being able to gear everything towards the plan. And that's why we talk about specifically the buckets of money and the different purposes of the buckets of money. And one purpose is for safe money that's in a money market fund or some kind of cash equivalent. And that's where we're taking distributions from. Another bucket that's there meant to generate interest and dividends in the form of bonds, dividend paying stocks. And then another bucket, the third bucket, is for future long-term growth. It's allocated for equities that historically have grown over the long term. That third bucket is going to have the most fluctuation. But as long as we understand the plan going in and understand, hey, it's going to fluctuate up and down, we understand that. The goal is for this to grow over the long term. These are here to offset, you know, future inflation so that if the price of gas is $10 a gallon or the gallon of milk is $15 or whatever costs might be associated in 15, 20 years from now, we've got some dollars that will hopefully offset that, and that's what that third bucket is for.
I love the bucket approach, especially because you have the bucket of money on bucket one. So that's for distributions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great because even in downturns in the market, we do keep a certain percentage of assets in this money market fund so that people can still take their distributions without having to sell if the market's down.
Exactly. And then what some of the conversations we've had with clients this year, which I never would have anticipated, is we're actually talking about locking in some gains. We've got some positions that might have done pretty well. And so we're saying, hey, these positions are up. Let's lock in some gains. It's basically a form of rebalancing where, you know, we had X amount allocated into equities. Some of those equities have grown. So now we're going to reallocate those dollars into either a cash or a bond market to go back to that original allocation. And it's just wild, you know, because we've really experienced both sides of this. We've experienced the downside and we've experienced the upside. And what this reiterates more and more every single time is you've got to really stay the course. You have to have a plan and you've got to stick with that plan and make sure that plan is suitable for you and what you're trying to accomplish.
Technology's done great this year. I mean, you look at the NASDAQ composite.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the beginning of September here, we had that slight hiccup in the first week of September, but it was at all-time highs.
Yep.
I mean, it's still increasing in value too, but
yeah, the technology sector, you know, we do, as we allocate dollars, sometimes we have an overall stock to bond ratio, and then within the stock equity side, you know, sometimes we'll allocate some dollars to specific sectors that we think might have some more upside than others, you know, whether that's healthcare, technology, different fields, and you've certainly seen, you know, some of the value of that. You know, just in terms of that's how we create our portfolios, you know, that's what we do. But at the end of the day, it's always going to go back to what is that plan? What is the income that you need? I want to have X amount of months worth of distributions in that bucket number one, which is the cash bucket. I want to have that bucket number two there, that the interest and dividends are going from that bucket number two, refilling bucket number one. So that bucket is increasing over time as you take distributions. It's getting refilled. And then just have that bucket there for long-term growth, you know, for future.
You need to be careful, especially in today's market. I was speaking to a client a couple days ago, and she sent me over her 401k statement. It's a 403b. She was a teacher. She's been working for 25, 30 years. She's going to have a nice pension check coming in. But we were looking at her portfolio. It was about 95% allocated to equities.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to retire at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Thank God the market came back here because she would have been in a lot of trouble. And that's when I sat down with her and I recommended a couple changes as far as decreasing that equity exposure so that this bucket of money is not going to fluctuate as much over the next 3-4 months before she wants to retire.
A lot of people, we see this all the time, whether it's a 403B, a 401K, a deferred comp 457 plan, people will choose their allocations, they'll make their beneficiary choices, you know, when they start working, and then they never change them.
Yeah.
And here we are 20, 30 years later, I've seen situations where the beneficiary on the account is the client's mother. And oh, by the way, the client is 65, the mother is 95, the mother probably shouldn't be the beneficiary.
Yeah.
You know, and especially since the client's married with kids. Or we've seen ex-spouses on there where the client was married, had the original spouse as the beneficiary, went through a divorce, got remarried, didn't update that beneficiary form. You know, those types of things, that's a nightmare.
Periodic reviews.
Yep.
I want to loop this back to the articles because there's one, the procrastination article that's up there. I think it's the second article on the page. It goes through and explains that you need to be periodically reviewing your portfolio, because you might have those old accounts that have been sitting in old 401k accounts. You switch companies, it's still allocated how you had it in there.
Right. And so, you know, we're just talking about beneficiaries, but then the allocation, of course, is so important, especially as you get closer to retirement. Many folks try and get more conservative because they don't have the time to make up for downturns. So, you know, the portfolio, they want it to be a little bit more conservative, but they haven't reviewed it. And you run into situations like you're talking about where you're 95% in equities. That's great when the market's doing well, but when there's a pullback, hopefully you've got a plan in place as far as getting through that pullback.
Exactly. Yep. I think we're getting close to our final break here. If you want to sit down and have a chat, number is 518-580-1919. Again, this is the Retirement Planning Show. We'll be back in a moment.
This is David Kopack, president of the Retirement Planning Group and your host of the Retirement Planning Show. As we work our way through this unprecedented time, it is important for you to still keep your long-term retirement goals. The stock and the bond market can be very volatile at times, and Wall Street can give you a wake-up call on how you are managing your retirement assets. At the Retirement Planning Group, we are offering a free portfolio analysis to all of our radio listeners. This analysis will show you how much risk is associated with your current asset allocation of assets. If you are in retirement or 3 to 5 years from your retirement date, what we call the red zone, please take advantage of our free portfolio analysis. Retirement should not be a time of stress. Being prepared for retirement takes a commitment on your part. Call our offices today for a free portfolio analysis. Our number is 518-580-1919. That's 518-580-1919 or RPG Retire on the web.
And we're back. This is the Retirement Planning Show. My name is JT Cox, Wealth Advisor with the Retirement Planning Group. We are here every week to discuss retirement planning strategies, whether that's investment management, retirement income distribution, asset protection, or ultimately the legacy that you wish to leave your loved ones. We are sitting down and talking to folks, so if you want to sit down and have a chat, you can give us a call at 518-580-1919. Again, that's 518-580-1919. We've had the opportunity to meet with a number of folks recently here in the North Country. I love talking to folks up here because I love visiting up here and coming and doing all the different hikes and trails and things. So, you know, please feel free to give us a call, 518-580-1919. And, you know, sometimes I've heard folks, well, I don't know, do you work with everyone? And the answer is yes, we work with everyone. Our core clients are hardworking savers, people that work hard. They save into 401k plans. You know, they're trying to think about retirement and they're funding their own retirement. Maybe they have a spouse who works as well. You know, that's the majority of our clients. We certainly do have some folks who, you know, are on this higher end of the wealth spectrum, but we work with everybody. So give us a call, 518-580-1919. Happy to have a chat, just talk through all the different things that you should be thinking about when it comes to retirement. The other question I get a lot is, when should I call? And the answer is the sooner the better, because the sooner we get in touch with you and the sooner we can start creating a plan, the more time that plan has, the better chance of success that plan has. Because if we can get ahead in, you know, 15 years prior to retirement and talk about Roth versus traditional and talking about increasing contributions, that 15 years, that's time that's going to be used for you. But if you delay, and this is one of the articles that Nico mentioned, if you delay, if you procrastinate, then time becomes your enemy.
Yeah.
So time is really, it's a tool, and it can either be your friend or it can be your enemy. And if you want it to be your friend, then the more time you have, the better off. And that's why you don't want to procrastinate. You want to sit down. Even if you're not going to retire for another 10 to 15 years, you know, there are things that we might be able to do now that can put you in a better chance to succeed when you want to retire in that 10 to 15 year time frame.
I was joking around with Dave earlier today because I was arguing with the IRS over my stimulus check.
Okay.
Because I still haven't received it.
Yeah.
And I started freaking out on the woman on the phone. I'm like, do you know the time value of money? I start going, I needed this money 3 months ago.
Oh, boy.
Just because of the time value of money, like you were saying.
Yep.
People need to realize the sooner that you sit down and meet with a financial professional, the better off you're going to be in retirement, because they'll be able to explain these differences as far as the Roth traditional IRA accounts.
Yeah, utilizing an HSA, and there's a lot of different tools, and the more time you have to take advantage of these tools, the better off you're more likely to be. And that's why, you know, I do encourage folks, you know, it used to be 3 years out from retirement, but now we say, you know, just give us a call, let us sit down. And even if it's just every once a year, we get together, check in, and, you know, the accounts are at the 401k, but we're just checking in, making sure you're taking the steps necessary. Happy to do that as well. So don't hesitate. Please feel free to give us a call, whether we do a phone call, a video call, or meet in person. You know, we've got all the different options out there.
Yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of the younger folks, the younger clients, and I have conversations with an individual. He's about my age, mid-20s. I think he's getting closer to late 20s. But he's out in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having conversations constantly about how college is going, what he plans on doing as far as a career, making sure that he's contributing to the right accounts. And again, like we said, we work with everybody. Youngest client's 19, oldest is well into their 90s. So
yep.
Feel free to give us a call.
Yep. And so, you know, we've got a few minutes left here. One last, I just want to summarize here, and then we're going to some fun stuff to go over. So on our website, rpgretire.com, Nico, you mentioned earlier, there are 4 new articles up. These articles change out every week. And I think these articles are very timely and very valuable. When should you take Social Security? So that's an article that gets into the pros and cons of taking Social Security early versus later and some strategies there. The next one, I love this. A decision not made is still a decision. So many folks say, well, I need to make a decision on this, but I'm going to wait and get more information and then I'll do it later. Well, as you put so well earlier, they've just made a decision.
And that's a decision.
And that decision was not to do anything.
Yep.
And oftentimes the decision not to do anything is more harmful than a different decision.
Yeah.
So you want to get in front of that. You know, procrastination is not your friend. And along the same lines, how compound interest works. You know, this is a great tool to understand, especially for young folks. People don't realize, well, if I'm just putting in $50, you know, a month for, you know, 10 years, and they say, okay, $50 a month times a year is how this much a year, and then that time, you know, it's $600 a year times 10 years, so I'll probably just have $6,000. No. When you start compounding,
yep,
those dollars are going to grow significantly more.
Yeah. Right? No, I did it myself too.
Yeah.
I put like a initial investment would be $2,000, then every year, it does an annual one, of $1,000, and then after like 20 years, based off an 8% growth rate, this is all hypothetical, it ended up being like somewhere around $50,000.
Yeah, so well beyond anything that you would anticipate. You know, compounding is a great, great strategy, and that's why time, as I mentioned earlier, can be your friend. One last story on compounding. There's an old Chinese proverb where there's a regular rice farmer, and he was out one day and he saw a child drowning, so he saved the child. And it turned out the child was the emperor's child. So the emperor said, you know, you've saved my child. I'll give you, you know, anything you want, all the rice, you know, all the rice in this room, whatever you want.
Yep.
And the farmer thought about it and he took out a chessboard and he said, well, here's what I'd like you to do. He said, on the first day, I'd like you to give me 1 grain of rice. For the second day on the chessboard, I'd like you to double that, give me 2 grains. On the third day, you double that, give me 4, then double it, give me 8,
yeah,
and double it. And the emperor said, so little? That's all you ask? No problem. So he said, absolutely, agreed to it. Well, by about the 32nd day, there wasn't enough rice in all of China because of the power of compounding and the power of doubling.
Yeah, if you deposit a penny into an account and then every day you double it,
mm-hmm,
I think at the end of the month it was like $1 million or something, I want to say, but
yeah,
I've seen illustrations like that before.
So compounding is so powerful, and again, it's why you want to get in front of the ahead of the game there. And then last, retiring the 4% rule. So the 4% rule used to state that if you had an account, I'll use a simple number, $1 million, you could draw 4% on that account, and they do the stress testing and they run the Monte Carlo simulations, and they do a million simulations. If you take $40,000 off $1 million portfolio, then you've got a very high level that those dollars are going to be there in the end. The problem that we've got right now is in those simulations, they didn't account for the low interest rate that we're in. They assumed that bonds would you know, return some sort of interest rate and things like that, or savings accounts, and we don't have that same interest rate. So this is going to get into that 4% rule, whether it's still relevant, whether it's more like 3-3.5%. And this is the challenge that we face as we manage assets, because it's always that search for yield. It's trying to come up with what investments can create that yield, because that's that bucket number two. If we equate it to our buckets, that we can eventually fill bucket number one, which is the cash distribution bucket.
And you discuss yield off the portfolio. I want to mention the podcast one more time. I did do a Covered Call podcast this week. It's available on Spotify or Apple/iTunes. It's the Retirement Planning Podcast. You should be able to search for it. If not, you can go to the website, rpgretire.com. Just click listen to us, and then the Retirement Planning Podcast. There's a couple links there as well if you want to listen to just one strategy as far as income that we utilize for a few clients.
Yep. Now, we have a couple minutes left here, so I want to take an opportunity, because this is a big week at the Retirement Planning Group. We have two major birthdays this week.
Yes.
Two major birthdays. The first one, Lisa Stepano.
Lisa, yep.
Yep, Lisa celebrated a big birthday this week.
39.
So we had a nice celebration for her. Got a card and things, and had some cupcakes and stuff like that. So, you know, we wish Lisa a happy birthday. If you see her out and about in town, you know, hopefully she has a great birthday weekend.
Yeah, she's a Glens Falls native. So.
Oh yeah, she'll be out. She's going to be probably on her bike, I imagine, this weekend. She likes to get out on the bike and do rides. She told me, I think it was last weekend, she went up to Ticonderoga, then around the lake and things. But her and her husband Mark. Yeah. So happy birthday to Lisa. And then Dave Kopick, he celebrated a big birthday as well. So I want to wish Dave Kopick a happy birthday and his family. I'm sure he's celebrating his family, his lovely wife, Julie, who is a saint. So God bless her and the children.
I'm telling you, I know he's listening. For 65, he looks great. He looks absolutely great.
Yeah, I think he told me he was only 48. That's not right. He's not 48. No, Dave, no, happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave.
You know, he's meant a lot to us at the Retirement Planning Group as the president of the firm, but also just as a great guide for us personally, you know, to learn from and to say, you know, always do the right thing. We got him a nice little plaque, an engraving, and we use a phrase that he uses all the time, ADTRT, always do the right thing. You know, he always talks about when we run our business, when you're making a decision, if you guide by that principle, let that principle guide you, always do the right thing. You know, that's going to come back and be more beneficial down the line. It might take a while. It might not be the most beneficial in that specific moment, but if you do the right thing, it's always going to come back to you, and I really value that advice. Yeah. And so we went ahead, and I think Jim and Lisa, I didn't have too much to do with it. I can never take credit for that stuff, but they had a nice plaque made for him with a little engraving, so he really appreciated that, I think, and he'll be showing that somewhere, whether that's in his house or in his office, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he brought it home to show Julie and everything, but just in the 3 years I've been with the Retirement Planning Group, Dave, I've learned so much from Dave. He's a great guy.
Yep.
Always does the right thing, and just happy birthday, Dave.
Yeah, happy birthday. Always put clients first, so these are great messages that we you know, the principles of our business. So with that, what we're going to do is start to wrap up here. But again, folks, we are available. If you want to sit down and have a chat with us, you can give us a call at 518-580-1919. Again, that's 518-580-1919. We've got three locations. We've got our primary office, which is in Malta, on Route 9 between exits 12 and 13. We also have an office in Albany, 125 Wolf Road, and up here in Queensbury. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Retirement Planning Show, hosted by David Kopeck. If any of the topics discussed concern you, or if you would like to take advantage of a complimentary consultation in our Glens Falls office, call our offices today. Simply dial 518-580-1919. That's 518-580-1919. Or check us out on the web at rpgretire.com.